continue our studies in John's Gospel, again in chapter 6. John chapter 6. I refer once more to the reason given in John 20, verses 30 and 31, why the Gospel of John was written. He said, many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing might have life through his name. 8 signs are given in John's Gospel to prove to us that the Lord Jesus Christ is really God, that he does have the right to bless, that he is the one promised in Old Testament Scripture. And in the 6th chapter of John, we have the story of his glory in provision. God is a providing God. Let's see how the Lord Jesus Christ showed himself to be God in this great provision. We'll begin to read at verse 5 of the 6th of John. When Jesus then lifted up his eyes and saw a great company coming unto him, he saith unto Philip, whence shall we buy bread that these may eat? And this he said to prove him, for he himself knew what he would do. Philip answered him, 200 pennyworth of bread. That was a day's wages in those days, so he was saying 200 days' wages worth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may take a little. That's man's way, give everybody a little. One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, saith unto him, there is a lad here which hath 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes, but what are they among so many? And Jesus said, make the men sit down. Now there was much grass in the place, so the men sat down, in number about 5,000. And Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed to the disciples, and the disciples to them that were set down, and likewise of the fish, as much as they would. That's God's way, supplying enough to satisfy. When they were filled, he said unto his disciples, gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost. Therefore they gathered them together, and filled 12 baskets with the fragments of the 5 barley loaves, which remained over and above unto them that had eaten. Then those men, when they had seen the miracle, or sign, the same word, when they had seen the miracle that Jesus did, said, this is of a truth, that prophet that should come into the world. Now, what made them recognize him as the promised one? Moses himself said, God shall raise up a prophet like unto myself, to him shall he hearken. How did they know this was the one? Well, Old Testament scripture said that when he came, this is the way he would come. The Lord Jesus Christ then, in this miracle, proved himself able to provide. This isn't exactly creation. This is the multiplication of things which he already has been given. Not only can God create, but he can make a little amount to a great deal. He can lengthen out the supply. He can see to it that the small amounts that we have will be sufficient. Way back in the book of Genesis, you maybe remember this story. In the 22nd chapter of Genesis, Abraham was told by the Lord as a test to offer up his son, Isaac. So they went both together. The 7th verse of Isaiah 22, Isaac spake unto Abraham, his father, and said, my father, and he said, here am I, my son. And he said, behold the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering? And Abraham said, my son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So they went, both of them, together. Did God provide himself a sacrifice? Indeed he did. Abraham was spared. He was not asked to give up his own son. God stopped him. And then he showed Abraham a ram caught in the thicket by his horns. So Abraham went and took the ram and offered him up for a burnt offering in the stead of his son. And Abraham called the name of that place Jehovah Jireh. Now that's a Hebrew compound name that simply means the Lord will see or the Lord will provide. The same word is used in the Hebrew language, and of course that's very appropriate. Whatever need God sees, that need God will provide for. God saw that Abraham needed a lamb for a sacrifice. God saw that I needed someone to die in my place, too. God saw that you needed a sacrifice, too. And in the first chapter of our book, John's Gospel, chapter 1, John the Baptist stood. When he saw the Lord Jesus, he said, "Behold, look, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world." Now, this is God's great and first provision. What God demanded, he provided. He demanded perfection. I couldn't supply that. You couldn't supply it. But he provided a perfect sacrifice in the Lord Jesus Christ. And allowing him to go to the cross and take our place, he provided exactly what we needed. Now, if you have had the notion that you could get along without a substitute, without a Savior, if you have thought that you have something good enough to offer to God, you need to go back to the Bible again and find out what God requires. First of all, he says, without shedding of blood is no remission for sin. It is impossible for human beings to offer anything that will please God. For in the 8th chapter of Romans, in verse 8, we're told, so then it is impossible for them that are in the flesh to please God. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. What do we need? First of all, we need a Savior. We need a sacrifice. And the Lord Jesus said, I will give my flesh as the bread for the world, as food for this world. What did he mean? The Jews couldn't understand it. They said, how can this man give us his flesh to eat? But the Lord Jesus was trying to help them to see that in giving his own life for them on the cross, in dying for us, he was giving to us what we needed and what we must appropriate for ourselves, the death of a sacrifice in our place. And so in receiving the Lord Jesus Christ, in appropriating to ourselves his death, we are said to be eating his flesh and drinking his blood. This has nothing to do with taking communion now. Don't confuse it by bringing in something of an ordinance. You can't possibly become a child of God by observing an ordinance. But you can become a child of God by feeding on the bread of heaven. And the Lord Jesus said, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. So this is the miracle, the wonder, the sign of the glory of God in provision. But I'm happy to tell you from experience that God provides for all of our needs. We're told in the 4th chapter of Philippians, my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. I've known him now for nearly a half a century. And I can tell you that he is a faithful God in spite of my unfaithfulness. I can tell you that he has never failed. It has never been necessary for me to ask anybody for anything. My wife and I have been able to provide for homeless children for the last 25 years. And always without the necessity of begging for anything, because God is enough. God is sufficient. God will supply every need for those who put their trust in him. Now, that doesn't mean you'll get everything you want. Maybe some Christian is wondering why the prayers haven't been answered. Perhaps God needs to teach you a little patience. Perhaps it's not God's time. Perhaps it isn't even God's will. Whatever it is, we need to leave it to his judgment as to how he provides. But we need to count on him as the great provider. Perhaps God has provided something for you that you haven't even received. You haven't even availed yourself of his provision. Perhaps some who are listening just now have never taken the Lord Jesus Christ as your own Savior. Of course he hasn't provided for you. The church couldn't do it. The preacher couldn't do it. Only God can provide for you. Only God can give you life in the Lord Jesus. Perhaps some Christians listening to me and you're not receiving supplies from God. As James says, we have not because we ask not. Let's go to him and expect from him the provision that only God can give, the great giving God, the God who has so abundantly provided in the Lord Jesus Christ, will certainly provide what we need day by day. And this is what he says, God who spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? You find that in the 8th chapter of Romans. So we need to count on him. We need to trust him. We need to depend on him and not look to man. Have you found the Lord Jesus then to be what you need? Well, if you have, share him with others. Some of your neighbors may yet need to find out that God can provide, and God has provided, all we need in the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's bow our heads and give him our thanks. Our Father, in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we acknowledge thy kindness, and we thank thee for the Lord Jesus himself. We ask that we may count on thee more. Bless all who have heard thy word just now. In our Savior's name we pray. Amen.